Hey, this is Logic. This is going to be pilot episode number one of Antimeme. Welcome to the very first episode of Antimeme. Now, why Antimeme? Why did I choose the title Antimeme for this show? You know, I didn't pick a hacker slash freaker title, so there must be something else to this. And yeah, there is. What I'd like to add to this whole hacker radio thing is culture jamming. And I don't really know if I could say I'm adding it, because we've touched on it a couple times in Radio Freak America. With Meme, you know, she added a whole lot for culture jamming and just being a total punk, which I dig that stuff, and I want more of it, and I'd like to have some more people participating in it. So, I decided to do a show. Now, Antimeme. What that means is it's an alternative to the memes that are being shoved down our throats by big corporations and even our government, kind of anti-propaganda. It's very important that we actually oppose this stuff. We don't want to be spoon-fed this crap, and we'd like to dish it out ourselves. There's actually also another definition of the word antimeme. It can be found in formal logic. I'll actually touch upon that topic on another episode. I'd like to get Medicine Soup in as a co-host, and we'll actually have an episode on formal logic and its importance while consuming our media or seeing commercials or billboards or even listening to politicians. It's really important to use logic as a filter to, well, filter out the bullshit. I have a term I like to call having a bullshit detector. Medicine Soup probably has a different term for it, but I call it having a bullshit detector. When you hear a few things said that don't actually consistently match, you can say, well, that's fucking bullshit. So that should be a really fun episode. We'll go through fallacies, common fallacies, and how to actually reason with logic. That one will be fun. Now, for the format of this show, it's going to be a little bit different than the other shows. Some similarities, but, you know, the things we're familiar with, we got Bin Rev, Radio Freak America, Default Radio. They're all pretty much the same in the sense that they open up with a theme song. There's usually a main topic, and then they usually close with some music. I'll probably be doing that the same. As far as the length of the episodes, I'm going to be doing that a little bit differently. It's probably going to be about half the size of most of the internet radio shows. One thing I'll be doing the same is pretty much start by reading email that we get. I'll pretty much spend maybe 5 or more minutes on the email. Don't want to spend a whole lot of time on that just because it's going to be a short show. And also, through the middle of the show, I'd like to do a commercial. Yeah, I said a commercial, but it's not really the same kind of commercial where I get revenue from it. It's actually for the opposite reasons. I'm going to try to select a commercial that I think is total bullshit, and I'd like to play it for the audience and then critique it afterwards. So through the middle of the show, we would have a word from our unsponsors. I think we'll have a lot of fun with this, too. This, I think, I'd like to make a regular part of the show. Now, before I get on to a main topic, I'd like to just kind of explain a little bit about myself. I think it's kind of important for a few different reasons, but biggest thing, I'm a noob, and I'm always going to be a noob. I'm always trying to put myself at the level where I'm continuing to learn. I don't want to ever say, you know, I know my shit, and that's it. I don't want to close myself to information because I think I know everything. And I think that's really important to get out before I start doing any major topics. I don't want people to think that I'm trying to talk from some huge authority. I would just like to put another opinion out there, you know? An alternative opinion, you know, a different way of thinking. You know, and I am kind of expecting some opposition just because of the nature of things being against the grain, the topics being a little bit different. And, you know, I welcome that. If people think that I'm kind of being twisted about the way I look at things, you know, I welcome people to kind of correct me on things. I don't have a problem with that. If people have some valid reasons why I'm kind of steering in a really odd direction, then I'd like to hear it. You know, I want to become a better person. Like I said, I'm a noob. And I learn a lot from the community that I'm probably speaking with right now. I mean, I have learned so much. The first day I went to a 2600 meeting here in Phoenix, it was the greatest thing I could have ever did. I was, you know, kind of hesitant to do that because I was expecting a lot of people trying to be all elite and everything. But fortunately, the community here in Phoenix is great, and people really helped me out a lot. They talked to me, no problem. Everybody is welcoming there. And that's what I thought was great about the community here. And again, like I was saying, I have learned a lot from it. And I probably wouldn't learn as much from it if I wasn't open to taking in the knowledge. Now, for the main topic of the show, I kind of debated with myself what I wanted to make it for. You know, it's the first show, wanted it to be something good, wanted it to be something appropriate to kind of give an idea of what the show would be about. And, you know, it came down to I was going to do the show on black spotting. So that's what the topic is going to be, is on black spotting. Now, it's pretty appropriate just because the idea or the phrase black spotting or black spot was kind of coined from a magazine titled Adbusters. Now, the editor-in-chief of this magazine, he's also the author of a book called Culture Jam, which is a really great book. It was recommended on Radio Freak America with Meme on there. Recommend anybody listening to read that book. Also, Adbusters is a good magazine. You know, pimp, pimp. Don't really, you know, I don't want to sound like I'm advertising for them, but in another kind of way, well, I am, just not getting the revenue from them. But it's a great magazine. Black Spot, now that's kind of anti-brand, I guess, is the best way to put it. Black spotting is kind of the action of unbranding a product. Now, they actually do have a product. It's the Black Spot sneaker or Black Spot shoe. They have two different kinds at this point. First version kind of looked like Converse shoes, which I think was an awesome touch for them to do, since Converse shoes, or the Converse label, was bought out by Nike, which is probably one of the biggest shoe corporations out there. So, you know, naturally a good corporation to attack for Adbusters. I actually bought myself a pair of the Black Spot sneakers. When you buy a pair, you're actually immediately a shareholder, and you can actually vote on decisions that the company goes through. It's, you know, the whole point of it is to be an anti-corporation to attack the bigger ones. You know, a few good things about it is the shoes are not made in sweatshops. You go to their website and you can actually see the factories that the shoes are made in. They tell you how much the workers are making in euros. They're making above minimum wage, you know. That's definitely better than, you know, what people are making Nike shoes in most places over, not in the U.S. is the best way to put it. And the materials that the Black Spot sneakers are made out of are actually good quality materials. You know, the shoe is actually, like, the material, the main material is made out of hemp, and I think they use real rubber for the soles. I've had my pair for about half a year now, and they pretty much feel the same as I did when I first bought them. It's good quality material. You know, it doesn't cost $2 to make the shoes. It actually does cost a little bit of money. I think I actually did have to drop a good 70, 80 bucks for these shoes. But, you know, it's worth it. They're going to last, and I'm kind of making a statement purchasing these shoes. And as far as voting, well, you can vote on what's done with the profit, if it's going to be for anti-advertising, which is something Adbusters does, or, you know, it can be for venturing into different markets completely, like, you know, Black Spot coffee places, Black Spot clothing. A lot of this stuff is still being voted on right now. Another thing you could vote on for the profit is no profit. You know, you can make it so there's just enough money to keep the thing going so the shoes are affordable. Now, the way I voted, I actually kind of did vote for a higher price for more profit because, you know, I kind of want to see this thing go somewhere, you know. So that's what I did with my vote, but it's just kind of cool that you can vote for what, you know, your shoe company is doing. Now, the sneaker is actually called the Black Spot sneaker. Now, what's this Black Spot? Well, it's kind of like, you know how you have a brand that has, like, say with Nike, you have this swoosh. You know, well, Black Spot is just kind of representing covering up a label. You know, like smudging it out, spray painting over it. You know, and as far as more of the details of how to Black Spot on something else, well, I'll get to that after our friendly words from our unsponsor.
You never know. The next boy you meet may be the one. Better be ready with the Clean Makeup. Clean Makeup. CoverGirl Medicated Makeup by Noxzema. Goes on clean and stays on clean. Has clean Noxzema medication, so it's good for your skin. Looks so natural, you're always ready for next time. And you never know. The next boy you meet may be the one. Better be ready with the Clean Makeup. CoverGirl Medicated Makeup.
Well, fuck you too, Noxzema. This is actually a commercial from 1960. You know, I was just kind of perusing around some old commercials, and I thought this one was quite a mindfuck. You know, I was thinking, man, commercials are getting bad nowadays. But looking back, they were always bad. They're always evil. And this one's no better. It's basically saying, you know, if you don't look pretty, boys aren't going to like you. You know, and it's hardly even that. I mean, it's saying if you don't use our face wash, then boys aren't going to like you. I mean, how do you make that connection, you know? Is there no other face wash? Well, no. Noxzema is only one that will get you clean. You notice how many times they said clean in that thing? I mean, I think it's at least more than three. And I mean, they said the word clean maybe three times in a five-second period. I mean, go ahead, go back and actually check out how many times they said that. I mean, I thought people were capitalizing on fear nowadays, but I mean, this is the same thing. It may not be necessarily fear, but it's insecurity. You know, it's kind of the same thing. A female is fearful, I guess, that they won't have a boyfriend. And this is something that will allow them to have this boyfriend. Or maybe not, but just in case. You want to be clean, right? So what exactly is black spotting? Well, it's pretty much the act of defacing a brand or a brand name. It's covering it up, removing it, whatnot. The reason it's called Black Spot actually comes from Adbusters as well. It's to put a black spot over the brand. So, say you have a pair of Nike shoes, you want to unbrand it. Well, you take a Sharpie and you draw a black spot over it. Now, there's two different types black spotting that I think of. Number one is either to cover up a brand name, and then the other way I could think of would be to remove the brand name from whatever product you have. And I'll get to the removing part later. First thing, though, I'd like to talk about is some of the methods you could use to cover brand names up. But before I even get to that, one question is, why Black Spot? Why do you actually want to cover up the label that you paid so much for? I mean, you pay $150 for your pair of Nikes, you know. You pay like $50 for your FUBU. You pay all this assload of money for these products that just pretty much have a brand name on it. That's the only reason they're expensive. Why would I actually want to cover up what I paid so much for? Well, unfortunately, you probably shouldn't have paid so much for it in the first place. But, I want to kind of avoid judging. That's not really the point of this. I'm trying to give reasons why it's actually bad to have that brand name on there in the first place, and maybe you would reconsider buying the brand names after this. But, first off, why do people want that brand name on there? If you think about it, what are the good reasons for it? One thing I could think of comes down to insecurity. You want to impress people with what you're wearing. You know, these brand names have this corporate cool to them. If you have this brand name as a label, that automatically makes you cool for some reason. Part of the problem with that is, you know, for some people it actually works. You see somebody wearing their label and you think, wow, they're pretty cool. You know, they spent the money for this brand name, and for some reason we think it's cool. Personally, I think we've been brainwashed, and I don't mean we as in maybe the people listening, because I think a lot of the listeners would probably kind of be on the same page as me here, but other people don't really see that. Problem is, when it comes down to it, it's really not impressing anybody enough to what you want it to do for you. It's really petty, really shallow. Even if you do impress somebody with your brand name, it's not the fucking kind of person you're going to want to be hanging around with, because they're probably really fucking shallow themselves. But that's not the only reason to not want to have the brand name. Another reason that comes off the top of my head is your advertising. As my good friend Duel would say, is you are the product. You know, you're a big fucking billboard for the company. You go out and buy your Banana Republic clothing, you know, and it says Banana Republic all over it, or Gap, or Old Navy, who cares? I mean, it's labeled all over it. Sometimes it's not, but usually it is, and I just find it kind of offensive. And what's even more of a mindfuck is the consumer, the customer, actually likes the fact that the label's there because, you know, they're impressing the people, but it's not really about that. It's the company getting free advertisement. That's why they put it on there. Why would they do it if they weren't going to be making extra revenue from it? You think they give a fuck about style? You know, after all, in my opinion, I think these corporations are the ones that are making all these new styles. I guess I really don't understand style, but it's kind of evident that they're the ones pushing new styles. I mean, you watch the commercials on TV, assuming that you are watching these commercials on TV. I know I don't, but on these commercials, when I used to watch TV, I remember seeing, you know, the summer season's in, and this is the style that's in, and this is what you should wear, you know, if you want to be cool. And it's not that the people are choosing the style and now it's cool. No, they're telling you it's cool. Why would they do that? Well, everybody already bought the old style. You know, they're not going to make a lot of money off the old style. People already have all that clothing. And clothing, usually, if it's good, will last a while. So, you know, now they're not going to make a lot of money. My little conspiracy theory here is, you know, maybe they're creating a new style so people will buy some more useless shit. Well, you know what? I don't need your brand name to be cool. You know, I'd like to think I am cool. I'm cool without this bullshit. I think I'm cool because I don't buy into this bullshit. And that's part of the reason for this Black Spot idea. It's a new corporate cool. It's a new way to still be cool, a different style, but it's also anti-corporate at the same time. And yeah, it kind of is a style. It kind of is a logo. But the meaning behind it is anti-corporate in its nature. So I'll get into the first method of black spotting, and that method is covering up a label. You know, the first example I gave was, say, Nike shoes. You know, say you already own a pair of Nike shoes. You don't necessarily want to drop the extra coin to get the Black Spot sneakers, and that's cool. You know, even Adbusters, they don't really have a problem with that. That's not really the point of the Black Spot thing. It's not about making huge revenue for the CEOs or anything. You know, it's a community thing. It's about fighting the corporations. So the alternative to that, if you don't want to buy the shoes, is to uncorporate cool the brand that you have at the moment. And for example, Nike, we already have a pair of Nike shoes, so we want to Black Spot it. Best way to do that is to get a big Sharpie and draw a big circle, you know, around the logo, the swoosh logo, and cover up the circle, fill it in, just have a big black spot over the label. And with that, you're making a statement. You're saying, fuck you, Nike, you know, I don't need your fucking little logo to make me cool. And the cool thing about that is you'll get a bigger response from it. You know, you'll actually start more conversations with that black spot than you would with that stupid fucking swoosh. You know, instead of walking into your favorite coffee shop or wherever you like to hang out, bookstore, you know. That little swoosh isn't going to have somebody go up to you and be like, oh my god, you're wearing Nikes, like everybody else is trying to be cool. No. When you're wearing the black spot, they may be seeing that and they're going, well, what the fuck is that? You know? They may not be upset about it. They may not even be hugely impressed. They don't even know what it is. And so you can explain to them what it's about. It gives you the opportunity to actually have a good discussion with other people, kind of spread the word, spread the idea, and continue to spread the on corporate cool, you know? To actually be able to spread that meme to others. It's kind of important, and it's a great way to do it. Just by uncooling other brand names, you can spread that meme. Nike's one example, but it can be petty. It can be all kinds of things. I mean, you know, like a box of Tide detergent, you know. It's not a huge brand, but it just for fun, you know, black spot that. You're not going to be wearing the thing around, granted, but it's fun, gets you in the habit, and gets you noticing labels, gets you seeing labels everywhere. Even if you do every petty thing, you actually become aware how fucked up it really is. And, you know, I would even black spot stuff before I even throw it away, because I don't even think corporate logos should even show their face in the junkyard. I mean, I may sound kind of extreme with that, but, you know, I just kind of want to remove labels from everywhere I can, get in the habit of it, you know. Just get a little bit of practice. It's actually kind of fun when you get used to it. Just carry that Sharpie around you everywhere. And you, when you get in the habit of doing that, you start looking for brand names, and you actually start to realize how labeled everything is. And it is kind of an eye-opener. When I first started doing it, I kind of noticed. And there's also another method for black spotting, kind of on a larger scale. I wouldn't actually condone doing this. I've never personally done it myself, but it is an idea, and I kind of want to be complete about this, so I'll throw it out there. But that's billboards, you know. If you have a paintball gun and you see a billboard you don't like, and I know I've seen quite a few billboards I don't like, well, what you do is you get your paintball gun out, and you just keep shooting a little circle around it, you know, kind of get a spot if you can get it. But basically, yeah, you're defacing it. Yeah, it's probably, you know, graffiti, but it's still pretty cool in my mind. But again, I'm not condoning it, so, you know, if you get caught, well, it wasn't my fault, nor should it be. Now, there's another way of removing the cool of the brand name. I don't know if you could quite call it black spotting, but it does have the same theory. What you do is you remove the label. So say you have a pair of clothing, like, you know, I had a pair of Dickies. I don't really have an opinion on the company because I don't know much about them. I'm not going to say they're evil, but I'm not going to say they're good. Really, I don't care. I just don't want the label. So what I do is I unstitch their little logo from it. I remove that Dickies logo. So the pants are no longer Dickies. They're just my pair of pants, you know. And you can do that with all kinds of clothing, you know, ink or blue, whatever. They always put their little thing on there, and it may not even be visible, but, you know, just take it off. Make it an unbrand name piece of clothing. I think that's cool as hell, you know. And, you know, there's not much to that method. That's about all there is to that. You just remove the label if it's removable. Okay, looks like I'm kind of about out of time with the time limit I kind of wanted to set for the show. So I'm going to kind of wrap this up. One tradition of a lot of the shows in the family is giving shouts. So I'm definitely going to do that. For the show, my shouts go out by far to Dual Parallel. If it wasn't for him, and he may disagree or argue with it, but if it wasn't for him, I don't know if I would really be doing what I'm doing right now. First off, just getting into the scene, doing radio shows as a guest a couple of times, getting the feeling that I got from that, nothing can really replace that, so I got a feel for it. But on top of that, he motivated me, gave me that little extra kick to do a show. And I was already kind of tossing an idea around my head, but, you know, he just brought it up again in my head, and I'm like, fuck, man, I want to do a show. So here it is, and here's the end of the show. Hope you join me next time, maybe about a month. And until then, keep asking questions, especially if it's from authority.